From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair, and here are the stories making news right now. Mayor Brandon Johnson says Chicago will be short $500 million in the coming year, and he attributes that deficit to a few things: inflation, pension cost, and the cost of caring for migrants. The gap is $538 million in the 2024 fiscal year. However, just 5 months ago, former Mayor Lori Lightfoot said the shortfall would be a much lower amount, $85 million. Mayor Johnson says he remains committed to a campaign promise not to raise taxes to offset that $500 million deficit. Despite the deficit, the mayor is considering opening a city-owned grocery store to promote food equity. Many neighborhoods on the south and west sides don't have a quality grocery store. Under the mayor's new proposal, the city would use economic development grants to open their own in Chicago food deserts. If accomplished, Chicago would be the largest city in the nation to do something like this. Now to a troubling story in Logan Square. Right now, police are looking for a man who they say went into a woman's apartment and sexually assaulted her. This was around 10 last night near Armitage and Mozart. We're told a man in his 20s or 30s walked off afterwards. He was wearing a green camouflage jacket, a black hood, black stripes on the left sleeve. He also had on black shorts and black Croc sandals. And another water rescue on Lake Michigan. One person is in the hospital this morning after being pulled from the water near Navy Pier. A witness on scene told us he spotted the man who fell into the water around 9:30 last night. They tried throwing a life ring to save him. That didn't help. The crews then, on a passing tourist boat, were able to reach the man, pulling him onto their boat. No word on the man's condition in the hospital this morning. Your forecast today, sunny with highs around 70 degrees. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Sinclair.